It's just after 5:20, and you're listening to Radio 1190. I'm DJ Alicia, and I'm happy to welcome my favorite local celebrity, Andrew Novick, into the studio with me this evening. You may know Andrew as the former frontman of the legendary late 80s group Warlock Pinchers, or have seen him around town perform his current solo project, Get Your Goin', or maybe you've even witnessed his Microsoft PowerPoint project called For Sale 1989 Toyota Corolla. Today I get to talk to Andrew as an artist and collector who has an art exhibition that opens January 28th at the Belmar Lab, appropriately titled The Astounding Problem of Andrew Novick, which in short exhibits about 5,000 items that he's collected over the years, including Barbie dolls, clown paintings, 90210 memorabilia, fake fingernails, phone books, or one of my favorites, cereal dust. So, Andrew, thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
Does it sound silly to hear some of your collections read out loud?
No, not at all.
Good. I kind of take pleasure in it. The one that made me laugh really, like, snicker to myself was the fake fingernails. It's like, who collects those? But Andrew does. Your art exhibition's coming up, and first of all, I just want to say congratulations on that. And as somebody that's known you in the Denver scene for the last couple of years, I'm really looking forward to seeing all of your stuff, quote-unquote, on display. And I just want to know, what was going through your head when the lab approached you and said, hey, we want to do an exhibition on your collections?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I was super excited. I was all for it. But the caveat was, they were like, we want to do an exhibition of your collections, but you're not the artist, we're the artist.
Okay.
So, like, they're trying to get to the bottom of what my astounding problem really is, you know? Because I'm too close to it, right? Like, there's no way I could do an exhibition because I wouldn't be able to edit the collection down to something that you could actually see in one room. So they're the curators. I'm just the subject of this bizarre experiment.
I love it. I can't wait to see how it goes. It opens on January 28th at Belmar. What did you like about putting this together?
Well, so they tasked me to photograph everything.
Right.
Because no one else is going to come over to my house for like 14 hours a day for like a week and, you know, take pictures of all these thousands of things. And so for me, it was really great just going through things. And there's some boxes of random, everything's really random, but I've seen things that I haven't seen in years, you know? So it's kind of like going to the world's best thrift store. You know, it's like, oh my God, I would buy this, but I don't have to because I already own it.
Sweet. I hear that you have so many collections that it can't all fit in your house that you actually have a storage space to house some of your stuff.
That's correct. I've had a storage space ever since I lived in Boulder like 10 years ago.
Whoa.
So I've paid $80 a month for over 10 years to store random
I'm doing
things.
The math right now.
don't do the math. You'll make me really sad. Yeah, I would spend a lot of money.
So you said that there's boxes and boxes of stuff. What did you discover recently that you had forgotten that you owned that you were super excited about?
Oh, man, that is a good question. Well, I knew that I had all my concert tickets. You know, because that's something I've saved, you know, since the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I knew that I had it, so I hadn't forgotten it. But, like, looking through those, I found, like, I've forgotten, you know, so many things about all this things that I had been to. And I even collect movie tickets, and I used to write, like, who I went to the movie with on the ticket. So, like, I have things from, like, the mid-80s, you know, to present of, like, movie tickets and, like, who I went with and stuff.
Wow.
So it really invokes all these memories.
Okay, so me being a music fan, what are some of the shows that you've gone to that you have the ticket stubs for that you stumbled upon?
Well, I have tickets for all of them, first
I
of
know.
All.
Okay.
But except for, like, all the punk rock shows in the 80s that didn't have tickets. But then I have the flyers for those.
Right.
But, like, some of the tickets I found were, like, the really old ones, like, Shriekback and Modern English, the first
Whoa.
Time they played in, like, 1985 or whatever. Susie and the Banshees. I have, like, countless number of Slayer tickets. you know, Tiffany, New Kids on the Block, Several tickets to see The Cure. So, you know, just like it just opens up this like flood of, you know, memories about all this stuff.
And so you've handed this over to Belmar, and you'll just kind of be surprised at what they decide to curate for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Of your collections. If you're just tuning in, I have Andrew Novick with me in the studio. He has an art exhibition coming up at the Belmar Lab in Lakewood called The Astounding Problem of Andrew Novick. And I was reading up on this, And it sounds like they either call you a collector or they pose the question that you could be a hoarder. Do you think you're a hoarder?
You know, I don't think I'm a hoarder. Mm-hmm. I think I'm... I would call myself more an archivist of my own experience. So,
right.
Like, I see something cool and I save it, you know? Like, if there's something that I collect, I look for more of it, you know? So, I think there's some kind of line between that and a hoarder,
mm-hmm.
Although I'm not sure exactly what it is. But I don't save, like, you know, trash or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not building a house out of trash, so.
Right. I don't think you're a hoarder either. And I appreciate your stuff as somebody that likes to collect my stuff over the years. Like, I'm one that, like, I'll get a gift and I can't throw it away.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'll get
totally.
New Kids on the Block shoelaces, and I'll be like, I can't throw these away. I'll probably never use them. I can't throw them away. So, Andrew, think back to your childhood. What do you recall collecting?
Well, I happen to have found recently, and
okay.
I'm going through, like a scrapbook of articles from the newspaper about Star Wars.
Whoa.
So, like, as a pretty young kid, like, you know, I was really into Star Wars, and I, you know, I'd cut out articles from the paper and get trading cards and stuff, and it wasn't really, you know, a complete thing. And I didn't really have money as, you know, whatever,
right,
however old
kid.
I was, but so I just, you know, it's mostly articles from the newspaper, yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Now, have you ever gotten rid of something that you still wish you had?
Boy, not that I could think of, although I can blame my mom for getting rid of some of my old concert T-shirts. You know, like T-shirt, I have thousands of T-shirts.
Right.
I got T-shirts at all of those many concerts. And she did get rid of it. And it was my fault for leaving it, you know, letting her store it for all these years. And it was all full of ferret hair and stuff because I had a ferret living in my T-shirt drawer. So
oh.
I guess I can't really blame her, but I'm sure that I will be sad when I figure out which T-shirt she got rid of.
Right, right, right. So, Andrew, last time I interviewed you on Radio 1190, it was to talk about the tribute CD release party for your former band, Warlock Pinchers. And if I remember correctly, you showed off some of your collections from the band at that release party. So it's kind of like there's been a demand of you showing off your collections over the years. Are you going to be exhibiting any Warlock Pinchers memorabilia, or did you hand it over to the curators?
They have some of it. Some of the stuff I hadn't quite gone through yet. Don't tell
mm-hmm.
Michelle if she's listening. But I certainly would or will or whatever, but there's some things that, you know, I didn't want to turn over before I photographed it, and I hadn't got to photographing some of those things. So we'll have to see. But it really, it's their choice what they show, too. So we'll see, I guess.
Right. If for those of you who are listening in your car or at home or at work, if you've never heard the Warlock Pinchers, I have a song for you. We're going to be hearing a song off an album of yours, Andrew, that was released 20 years ago. Can you believe that?
No, I'm not that old.
But you're like a teenager when you're in the group. So, you know, do the math. We're going to hear a song from Deadly Kung Fu Action called Where the Hell is Crispin Glover? Do you have anything to say about this song before we put it on?
I don't know. I'm a big Crispin Glover fan.
And I hear that this song has a rumor in it that he's in the band, right? And
right.
he never shows up for band practice.
Right. That's what the song's about. It was like, you know, we were kind of just trying to get a hold of him. And, like, we had gone by his house in L.A. and stuff and, like, rang the bell and, like, trying to stalk him a little bit. And then we decided to write this song. And it was all about how he's in the band, but he never shows up for practice. We thought maybe he would get a hold of us then.
And the one thing that Crispin Glover has actually heard this song, right?
Yeah, he's heard it many times. He says he likes it very, very much. Oh, that's a good song, he says. I've talked to him a couple times. And, of course, people harangue him all over the country about it. You know, whenever he's in a public forum, people are bound to come up and ask him about it.
Well, that's great. Let's listen to it right now. Here's the Warlock Pinchers with Where the Hell is Crispin Glover? And when we come back, more with Andrew Novick.
1, 2, 3, 4! song.
One, two, three, four.
He only makes one move in here. Certainly he's got time to spare. To come and say, uh-huh, on stage we scratch his back. He does the same. Roger, I put on and fight. But I'm out too soon, that's what I like. Go around counting, till I get the grass. Books are books and I'm from scratch. One, two, three, four. Where the hell is Chris McClumber?
Break in his house to place the mess.
What are you eating?
Underwear.
Underwear, first ship or share.
He collects diamonds,
we collect hair.
Join the band, come on, I dare you.
One, two, three, four. Where the hell is Chris McClumber? Where the hell is Chris McClumber?
That was Warlock Pinchers on Radio 1190. You just heard Where the Hell is Crispin Glover from the group. I have Andrew Novick in the studio with me today. Andrew was in Warlock Pinchers, and he has an art exhibit coming up at Belmar Lab where his collections are on display. And it's estimated that there will be over 5,000 items there from about five collections you have. Tell me about the audio element of the show, since we just heard a song that you...
Another thing I kind of collect is conversations.
Okay.
So I've always had like a recording device near my phone. So if there's any interesting conversations I'm having, or by default, I used to just start recording in case something would come up. So I have lots of conversations of me recorded talking to like telephone solicitors, or like if I'm talking to a friend and they're telling me a really intense story, or like I'm about to tell someone a really intense story, like it's more like a conversation than if I just recorded it or whatever. So I have like hours. I've gone through like 28 cassettes so far digitizing all of these conversations, including a conversation with Crispin Glover on the phone. That's what reminded me of that.
That's great. If you want to hear that conversation, is it going to be on display at the art exhibit at Belmar?
I doubt it. I think probably they're going to steer towards the me talking to telephone solicitors, because like I just kind of would be haranguing them secretly as like keeping them on the phone for quite a while,
and then never buying what they've...
Sometimes I did buy what they were selling.
I know you own the Sham Wow.
That is true.
But that's from TV.
Yeah. I haven't been known to buy things from TV also.
So, like I mentioned, you have over 500 collections. How do you classify all this?
That's kind of the perpetual problem. And, you know, maybe the astounding problem is, you know, I collect all these things. And to me, they fall into multiple categories. Like, for instance, if you had a Dukes of Hazzard sleeping bag, would you put it in your Dukes of Hazzard collection of stuff, or would you put it with all of your other wacky sleeping bags, like your Chips sleeping bag and your Scooby-Doo sleeping bag? You know, it's like it falls into the different categories, so it's hard to say where do you put stuff.
Okay, so I have something for you to add to one of your collections,
right.
And I want to know where you would actually categorize this. So last week in the studio, and I even talked about this on air, there were these three little things sitting here, and I thought to myself, like, if no one claims these by next week, I'm going to give them to my guest, Andrew Novick, when he comes into the studio. And what they are little tiny one-inch miniatures of zombies. So
Whoa.
Do you put these in Radio 1190
Wait,
memorabilia? Do you put them into DJ Alicia from DJ Alicia, or do you put them into... zombies. They don't glow in the dark.
Oh, they don't?
They're
okay.
Clear.
I have a glow in the dark collection. So, which is there again is another problem.
Right.
Do you put the glow in the dark Warlock Pinchers keychain in the glow in the dark stuff, or with the Warlock Pinchers stuff?
That is an astounding problem. I cannot wait for your show.
I have small plastic figures, kind of that's a pretty wide category, but then I also have stuff like regarding monsters. So I'm not sure. So I'll just put them in my pocket for now and decide later.
So from the Radio 1190 collection to you, there are three miniature zombies for you. They're pretty detailed, too.
Yeah, they really are. It's awesome. One's like holding a head. Yeah.
And one of them has like a couple of them have shots through their body, like they've been shot, but they're still zombies.
Yeah,
they're not
awesome.
Dead. So Andrew, your art show, art exhibit, it debuts on January 28th at 7 p.m. at the Belmar Lounge, or at the Belmar Lab, pardon me. I'm used to talking about concerts, you know?
Yeah.
But it debuts there. But before the show, there's going to be a scavenger hunt.
Right.
Can you tell me about that?
It's going to be a pre-party.
Cool.
Usually, what they call Block 7 at Belmar, which is where there's like a few art galleries and a screen printing place and a Gimme Pillow Toast. That block tries to coordinate events with other, you know, with each other as well as with the lab. And so we've tried doing things like with an after party with the block. And so in this case, it's going to be a pre-party. And what's going to happen is there's going to be items from my collections hidden in plain view in all of the different spaces along that block. And then you'll get a list of, like, you know, clown painting and metal lunchbox, or, you know, you'll get this whole list and you'll have to go through all the different places and try to find it. And then, you know, I think you will write down like which space you found it in, and then anybody who finds all the items, you know, there'll be a drawing for prizes from all the different spaces and stuff, and refreshments and some. So it's kind of like you get to be, you know, the Indiana Jones of the block, trying to find the cool stuff.
I love it. Andrew, it's been awesome having you here. If this sounds as cool to you as it does to me, you can go see The Astounding Problem of Andrew Novick. It runs at the Belmar Lab in Lakewood from January 28th through May 12th, 2009. So if you can't make it on opening night, which is next Wednesday, definitely go and check it out. You can see belmarlab.com for more information.
.org.
I know. Andrew, one last question for you. What's going to happen in May when the show is over and you have to find a place to put all of your collections?
Man. You know, I hope I will have built an extra wing onto my house by then. But you're not really wanting to get rid of anything. However, you know, I think it gives me a great opportunity to, like, have some space until then to kind of get organized at home and stuff, and then bring stuff back in some kind of organized fashion. And I mean, maybe I'll have an auction. Maybe, you know, we'll throw some things off the roof. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I won't care about it anymore.
Maybe you won't even show up when they call you to get your collection.
I'll just leave it there.
Oh, Andrew, it's been great. Again, belmarlab.org for more information on The Astounding Problem of Andrew Novick. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.